WOOC correspondent Ray Kotke recently visited the island of Vieques, who off the coast of Puerto Rico. He stopped by the local community radio station, Radio Vieques, and spoke to the general manager, Robert Rabin Segal.
I'm from Boston. Spent my first 25 years of my life in the Boston area, just outside of the city, just north of Boston, a town called Everett and Chelsea, two industrial cities. And in 1980, had the opportunity to come to Vieques here in Puerto Rico to do 3 weeks of research for a thesis about the U.S. Navy presence on the island. The Navy was bombing Vieques for about a half a century. There was a movement here to stop that bombing practice, and it seemed like a great topic for a thesis. I was at UMass Boston as graduate program in Latin American Studies, teaching bilingual education at the same time in the Boston schools, but had this opportunity to come for the three weeks during summer break of 1980, and things got carried away, and 3 weeks have now turned into almost four decades, and so I've been privileged to be here since 1980 and taught high school history here in the 1980s, and then since 1990, direct the Fort Count Mirasol Museum, which is the building we're in right now, a project of the Institute of Puerto Rican Culture, a 19th century Spanish military fort, a wonderful building on the U.S. Federal Register of Historic Places, restored between 1989 and 91 by the Institute of Puerto Rican Culture. And so I was hired to do the historic investigation about the building, then to prepare the museography, and ended up escaping from the classroom and moving into the fort, and I've been here since. And when we created Radio Vieques, that was an outgrowth of the struggle to stop U.S. Navy bombing here, around 2013, we actually started on the air. We've been transmitting 24/7 since, and I am the general manager of Radio Vieques, our community radio station.
And give me, you just gave me some history on the radio station, but give me an overview of the presentations that your radio station does.
Sure. We're, again, a community radio station where basic mission is to help improve the quality of life for people in this area, Vieques and Culebra, which are the two island municipalities of Puerto Rico and the eastern region. This is an area that was for decades, besieged, occupied by the U.S. Navy principally and other military forces of the U.S. So they're now sort of a recuperation of that. So our project is regional in that sense, but we are certainly Vieques and Culebra focused. We give special attention to children, younger folks, women, and older people, sectors that are generally marginalized in commercial radio, commercial media. We have a special focus also on local culture. We've got some great Puerto Rican, Caribbean, Latin American music. We also have world music. We deal a lot with the issues related to the consequences of half a century of Navy presence and bombing activity. So the environment, the cleanup, health issues, environmental degradation. We our station is a voice for local community organizations, cultural groups, environmental groups, church groups, education groups, sports people. So we have a lot of kids participate on the program as well, from school groups and others. So it's a community station, again, that grew out of that struggle to stop U.S. Navy bombing here. So it's progressive in that sense. And we describe our station as a station that works for peace and justice.
A lot of people probably listening to my show right now are not aware of the situation with the Navy bombing here. Suffice it to say that was used as a bombing range. I'm particularly interested to hear about the environmental impact and what the current status of cleanup is.
Well, the Navy bombed from jets, ships, tanks, bazookas, mortars, experimented with new weapons systems from Second World War right up until 2003, when they finally stopped or forced to stop by Puerto Rico-wide movement. Invited NATO countries, other allies, rented Vieques out to private companies to experiment and practice with new weapons systems. The Navy dropped everything in the U.S. arsenal from World War II until 2003, including depleted uranium weapons. There are still thousands and thousands of unexploded ordnance on the ocean floor around the eastern end. The Navy bombed the eastern end, basically, and used beaches on that side of Vieques for amphibious landing activities. They used Vieques to practice and prepare invasions of countries throughout the Caribbean, Latin America, and elsewhere. Vieques was a staging ground for the U.S. invasion of Grenada in 1983, or the Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba in 61, at the Dominican Republic in 65, throughout Vietnam, and all of the military aggressions toward Central America throughout the 70s and 80s. A lot of that was practiced here, among other things, the first Gulf War, the Balkans, etc.
What kind of environmental or health issues or dangers are there for the native population due to this?
The Navy bombed the eastern end of the island, so the population that lives in the middle of Vieques is exactly downwind from the bombing range. So, you know, the scientific evidence is overwhelming about migration of a long list of heavy metals that are, you know, make up part of the bombs and their different components and what happens in the explosion. So this stuff is in the air, it's in the drinking water, it's in the food chain, it's in people's physiology. Vieques is one of the highest cancer case rates in Puerto Rico, and incredible exaggerated rates of hypertension, diabetes, heart problems, respiratory ills. And this in an island that has no hospital, right? We have an emergency room that since the Hurricane Maria in September passed, our emergency room is operating basically out of military tents. So it's a very precarious health service situation for a community besieged, not only by the Navy presence, but also, you know, Vieques as an isolated community has received little attention from the Puerto Rican government itself. A horrific maritime transport system that generally is late, sometimes doesn't function, sometimes the boats are slower than usual, so it's not dependent. And it's our only real community access to the main island where health facilities are.
I've noticed driving around the island that the cleanup is still underway. I noticed there's a lot of trucks bringing material out to a large barge, which is out on the Mosquito Pier?
Right.
Tell me, how is that cleanup progressing?
Yeah, you're talking about the cleanup from Hurricane Maria. The Navy presence here was another type of big storm that really attacked Vieques for over half a century. But Hurricane Maria in September of this past September was devastating here. And so there still is, you know, they're cleaning up, finishing the process of taking out vegetation mostly, down trees and there's still, you know, some pockets of people here without electricity. We actually are running electricity on Vieques only with generator, big municipal generator. We are not connected to the main Puerto Rico grid. That's because the submarine cables that have kept Vieques, you know, electrified for decades, was destroyed in the hurricane. And so there's some suggestion that we may be 4 or 5 years before we get back connected to the main grid of the electric facility. So there's still a lot of work happening with electricity, with the water system, and cleaning up here. People rebuilding houses. I personally just last week finally got my building materials brought over here to put my roof back on the house. We've been living with one of those blue FEMA tarps since September. And so hopefully, in the next few days, before the next storms start to roll in, the hurricane season is coming up, we'll get our roof back up. But there's a lot of anxiety here about, lack of communication, lack of, appropriate and sufficient support from the federal government or the government of Puerto Rico.
My wife and I had the pleasure of attending a choral presentation yesterday. It was beautiful. And also you mentioned other cultural activities that are coming up. Can you quickly go over them for me?
Sure. Yeah, this past weekend, we presented a new book about one of Puerto Rico, one of Latin America's most important salsa singer-songwriters, Ismael Rivera, a really wonderful novel called El Nazareno, The Nazarene, by Daniel Nina. We did that presentation on Friday. And then on Saturday, we had an incredible concert with the choral group from the University of Puerto Rico, 30 exquisite voices. Our conference room here was filled to the brim, 150 people or so, people in the hallway, people in the windows looking in and listening, a really wonderful event. And now upcoming on Saturday, which will be the 21st of April, we will present here Marx in Soho. It's a one-man play Robert Wyke is the actor, and the play is a production of Howard Zinn, one of our most important progressive U.S. Historians of our times. So this will be a really important, and not a very often do we have live theater in Vieques, so this is a very special moment for us that's coming up this Saturday.
Well, Robert, I want to thank you very much for taking time to speak to us, and hopefully in the future our station and your station will have some programs that will interact.
Great, thank you. Looking forward to creating that collaboration. Thank you.
That was WOOC correspondent Ray Kotke speaking to Radio Vieques General Manager Robert Rabin Siegel.